In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The man who will not fulfill the duties of the levirate laws of marriage is one who is consumed with his own pride and ego. He will not fulfill the law of the Lord and thus provide an offspring and an heir for his brother, because he thinks that in some way, shape, or form leaves him lacking, that he is somehow being cut out, that he will not have his own heir or child. And so he refuses to do that mercy to his brother's wife of providing for her, of caring for her, and providing his dead brother with an heir. Our Lord Jesus has come to do all things for us and in our place and for our sake. He fulfills the law perfectly at all times. He takes the bride of the Holy Christian Church, that she may bear to him in his death and resurrection children and heirs born not of the will of man or of the flesh or of blood, but of the will of the Father who is in heaven. Thus you learn what it means to be content with that which God has given you. For he has given you your body and soul, your eyes, ears, all your members, your reason and all your senses, and still takes care of them, providing you with house and home, food and drink, shoes and clothing, and so forth, all that you have. And so he teaches you to be content with these things by calling on you to take up your cross and to follow him, to sacrifice your pride and ego and put it in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. God come in your flesh to pay your penalty upon the cross, and to therefore reconcile you to his Father. For the brother who died leaving no heir is the man for whom Jesus has come. The one who dies with nothing, the one who dies with nothing to his name, it is for this one that Jesus has come, to make a name for him, to make a place for him, to give him a house and a kingdom, not in the heirs of his body, but in the kingdom of heaven. And so it is for you that he has come, to give you a name and a place and a home, to make you to be his children and heirs, his beloved, washed in his blood and water, named with his name in holy baptism. You are not called one cut off from the land of Israel. You are not called one, you are not spit in the face because you have not kept the law. Rather, it's Jesus whose face is spit upon as he keeps the law perfectly in your place. It's his clothing and his sandals that have been stripped and removed from him as he loses every possession that he has in this life in order to be stretched out upon the cross and sacrificed as your atonement in your place, that you would be his heir, that you would be his child. And so you take up your cross. You submit your pride, your ego, your thoughts and delusions of grandeur and of authority, you put it in submission to him. You follow in the way that he leads. Maybe it seems a burden to you, and that's okay, because then you must learn what it means to discipline your flesh and to love and to serve your neighbor as yourself instead of being consumed with thoughts of ego and pride. Maybe it hurts as you learn what it means to fear, love, and trust in God the Holy Trinity as he is made known to you in the crucified flesh of his Son, as you fear, love, and trust in him alone. Maybe it hurts. Maybe it's hard and it seems a burden. Maybe that's why the guy doesn't want to fulfill the levirate law and provide an heir for his brother. Because it would be too burdensome, because it would hurt, because it would hard press upon him, to raise another son, even if it should be his own flesh and blood. Do you not see the perfect example of Saint Joseph in this? That he takes a wife, raising a son who is not his own, but raises him as his own son, teaches him a trade, teaches him to walk and to speak and to pray, in order that the Son of God would go forth from the house of Saint Joseph to be an atonement and a sacrifice to his God and Father, and thus to gather the fatherless and the childless and the barren and the orphan and the widow and the poor into the kingdom of heaven, where ages and riches beyond measure never end. Take up your cross. Discipline your flesh. Let go of your pride and ego. And follow the Lord Jesus in the way that he goes, as he goes, where he goes. For he will remove that cross from you in due time, when he has brought you through death, through the grave, into life everlasting in his own kingdom, when your body will be raised up and glorified like unto his own. Gone in that day will be all sickness, all disease, all want, all need, all poverty, all ego and pride. It will be gone. And you will be in Christ, far better than you were created to be before your parents sinned. For thus, this is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who reveals his glory to you upon the cross, and who makes you by grace in his holy Christian church to be his children and heirs, to present you holy and acceptable to his Father. In Jesus' name, amen.